And here on a day pass from the home for the criminally overtalented, would you welcome, please, Marilyn Lightstone?
Oh, I love that. I think I'm going to put that on my resume.
What are you doing now? I've got a flyer here. Good morning, world. From crayon to paintbrush to iPad. Don't answer. You're going to get a chance. It's an exhibition of limited edition prints on canvas, but you'll have to elaborate on that. The dates, dear audience. Thursday, the 15th of February, 7 till 10. Art Hub Galleries at 336 Dundas Street West. And it's directly across from the AGO. If you can find the AGO, you can find this show. And the gallery opens 10 a.m., runs till 6 daily. Marilyn will be at the gallery 2 to 5 on Saturdays and Sundays, February 17th, 18th, 24, and 25. Now, a website is always good. art-square.ca. art-square.ca. All right, you're on.
Okay. Actually, Carrie, we're going to open the show on the 13th of February. The reception, however, is at 7 to 10 in the evening on the 15th.
Okay.
Day after Valentine's Day. And please come down and see me. I will be at the gallery between 2 and 5, as you say, on the weekends,
right.
Saturdays and Sundays. I'd be delighted to answer any questions. And I'm so excited by this exhibit because it's different from anything else I've ever done, even though I've done iPad art before. This was done in a completely different spirit. I used the opportunity to, it's going to sound so pretentious. The words meditation and Zen are not ones that come easily to my lips, but kind of that's the spirit in which I created these images.
Okay.
I wasn't setting out to do a body of work to do an exhibit. I just was sitting down, usually about 11 o'clock at night, and saying, I'm not going to predetermine anything. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to plan anything. I'm not going to decide. I will have no expectations about the image that is going to come up on my iPad. Well, what will happen? And lo and behold, it led me in directions I've never been before.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for the title, Good Morning World, as the name of the show, is because every day on Facebook in the morning, first thing in the morning, I get up and I post one of my photographs or one of my paintings.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always intended to be images that will help you start the day.
Good morning world.
Good morning world. Mm-hmm. It's a new day. What's going to happen today? Mm-hmm. Let's make it good. So I thought when I had 15 images, I thought, I really like these images. They're different from anything I've ever done. I want to do more. And I kept on until now the show has 36 images. The pieces, they're made on the iPad. People who don't understand digital art,
Put me in that list.
Well, think of your camera on your phone, even in your phone, the little tiny little image you take on your phone. It is a digital image. And if you say, gosh, that's a really good picture, you know, of me and Elizabeth and the kids, I want to blow that up really big. I think it's a good, okay, so I'll go and I'll edit it on my phone, on that little tiny screen, and I'll make it darker, I'll make it sharper, I'll make sure the colors are really, really good, and then I'll blow it up really big. And if it's a really good, you know, image, digital image, you can blow it up really big.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the same principle. It's digital stuff, except rather than taking a photograph digitally, you are creating the image, you know, digitally. And I use my finger, actually. They're all finger paintings. You can use a stylus, but I find I feel more freer, not having anything between me and the surface of what I'm doing.
So being the Typhoid Mary of technology, I have to ask you an entry-level question
here.
So you've done this on an iPad.
Yes.
But you printed them off.
They're printed. I have a wonderful printer named Gochi Erkan, and I worked with him many, many times before.
Mm-hmm.
He used to be my studio assistant when I had a studio of my own that I went to every day. And he's a master printer because when you see the image on your iPad, you know, in your photo section, it's backlit by your iPad Pro. So it's all luminous and glowing. Well, if you just use that same computer information that's in the iPad and used it to print, the image that will come up will be quite different. It'll be darker. It'll be flatter. It won't have that luster because it's not bad lit.
Well, that's an extra challenge, is it not?
It's an extra challenge. And Gochi and work together, you know, in terms of how we were going to manipulate the computer information so that the image on the print, which great big huge commercial printer, will look exactly the way it does on the iPad.
So you print it off, but you've got to put the glow back in?
You've got to put the glow back
in. Okay.
Before printing.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to know enough about computer stuff and how printing, you know, works in order to know what to do. And you do a bunch of tests. You know, like a photograph,
sure,
you know, if you want
sure.
to do a great big huge extraordinary thing, you know, print out on fabulous paper, and it all costs money. I mean, everything costs money. And to print a digital print costs several hundred dollars, actually, at the size we're doing them. So we do a couple of test strips. You know, we'll take a part of the image that I've created on the iPad, and it'll be, maybe, you know, kind of 8 inches long and 4 inches wide.
Well, you're just
and
looking.
Tested out where we can get a little look at all the colors and the textures that we have in the image and say, yes, you know, that pink looks like the right pink. If not, we have to add a little more red, or we have to, you know, take it a little more yellow, or have to sharpen it, or digital stuff. People, you know, I'm more like you than you think, Carrie. I'm not a techno, believe me. So I kind of, I proceed in little kind of, you know, it's very small little ant-like paces in terms of
but
what
it,
I can
it
do.
It sounds, if you forgive me for taking it down to this level, it sounds like you had fun at the beginning.
It was so enjoyable. I can tell you, because this business of not predetermining anything, using it as an exercise in letting things happen, was so liberating, and it's what I always aspire to in doing any kinds of visual art.
You sound like one of the great Russian musicians. You said, "Oh, perfect technique is not necessary. Are you loving it or not?"
Well, that's it. And when you're in the zone, it's being in the zone. Whatever, where you're in the cooking zone, the writing zone, the performing music zone. Mm-hmm. It's being in the zone in the end. And any person who does any kind of creative work whatsoever, if it's crocheting or, you know, using plasticine, it doesn't really matter. You know when you're in the...
You know when you're good.
You know when you're good.
Yeah, you know.
Well, you know when things are coming together in the best way.
Well, also, you know, of course, you know on stage when you're drenched in flop sweat too. So if you can know that, then
you know
when you're good.
That's
you
right.
know it works. This is a wonderful flyer. It's too bad radio's in black and white, but this is really gorgeous what's coming up.
Very indicative of the colors and the kind of image we have in the show.
Oh, you know,
36 images. A third of them are 27 inches tall and 36 inches wide. And the other two-thirds are 36 inches tall and 27 inches wide.
Folks, it's February in Toronto. You need this show. Take my word for it.
It'll give you a lift.
It will. Okay. Just to be sure I got this right, we're opening the 13th.
That's right.
Opening
the gallery will be open between 10 and 6.
Okay.
The reception will be on the Thursday evening, on the 15th, between 7 and 10 in the evening. And on both weekends, I will be in the gallery between 2 and 5, if anyone wants to come by and ask me questions or chat.
Come by anytime, please. Nice to have you here.
Thanks.